Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 65, on Friday, June 5th. We continue looking at Psalm 23. There seems to be a pattern in Psalm 23 that the shepherd, or God, is with us during danger or hard times, but he doesn't necessarily lead us out of it. He always leads us through it. And what we see in this verse is there is an abundance of his presence that he provides and gives to us, along with his grace as we walk through the valleys and the darkness. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. My name is Kevin, and I'm glad to be with you today. I hope this finds you doing well. I'm so grateful for you tuning in, so grateful for you to listen to this and to pray along with us. I've received the past week or so a few emails just about the way you guys have been interacting with this, and it really is so encouraging to hear and know that so many of you are out there, again, doing these prayers along with us. It really does, for me at least, bring a sense of unity, a sense of connection to those broader than me as we continue in kind of these unprecedented times. But today, we're continuing on. We're continuing to dive into Psalm 23, allowing it to marinate in our hearts a little bit, moving slower through the text than maybe we're used to, verse by verse, just taking a little bit every day, and allowing the images, the metaphors to really work themselves within us. You know, again, this is a psalm that is just so famous, so familiar, and at times it can lose its depth because of that, because we have grown familiar to it. So hopefully this has been a chance for you to engage maybe in your heart a little deeper with where you're at. You know, today we actually turn a little bit of a corner in the psalm. You know, up until this point, the imagery of God as shepherd, as king, has been so vibrant. And the image, the metaphor, is going to subtly shift today as we look at verse 5. And it doesn't shift a whole lot, but it does shift a little bit. And I think that there are overtones of God as shepherd, but yet it shifts a little bit towards God as host. And so, it's interesting because, again, everything up to this point has focused on this really kind of connected, intimate God leading us. What we looked at yesterday was that walking through the darkest valley, God is there. He is present with us. And then it shifts in verse 5 and it says this. It says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows." See, the imagery shifts a little bit, and it moves again from God as shepherd to God as host. And it's interesting because it leaves us in this space where we are confronted again, just like we were yesterday, with difficult circumstances. You know, as we've walked through the valley of the shadow of death, if you will, through the darkest valley, we are now at a sense where we are in the presence of our enemies. And what's so striking to me is this first note that, you know, the two references to danger or being in a precarious situation in the psalm, notice that the shepherd, that God, never leads us out of it, but rather he leads us through it. He leads us into it. It's God's presence in the midst of difficulty. It's God's presence in the midst of the trouble. And again, I think so often, I know in my own prayer life, it tends to focus on the other direction. Lord, remove me from this. Get me out of this situation. But yet the psalmist finds far greater resolve in the fact that it is in the midst of those things that God is present. It is in the midst of those things that the shepherd is there with them, guiding. And in this instance, there's a sense that God understands that this moment is going to last, and so he prepares a table. And this imagery of table, this imagery of hospitality, of God welcoming, of being the host, this table of welcome is so fascinating because, again, it's the idea that you're going to sit in that space. That you are not going to just rush from it, but rather to sit at the table, to enjoy the meal, to welcome the other at the table, that God himself is welcoming us to that table. And so it's in one sense this idea, this imagery of welcome, but it's also this imagery of celebration, of God's provision, And I think, again, the danger for us is that we so easily want to flee from those moments, but yet God is inviting us deeper into them, because it's in those moments in which we dive deeper into the uncertainty that we find on the other side of that, that God is indeed trustworthy. He is indeed worthy of our faith. He is worthy of our allegiance. He is worthy of our commitment. And so Jesus welcomes, sets a table right there in the presence of his enemies for us. You know, and again, this, we have to get this idea that it's not about retreat, it's not about fleeing away, but rather sitting at the table. You know, it's, in some ways, it's the reminder of good times, of celebration in the midst of disarray. You know, again, I think for us, we may not be facing, you know, enemies, might be a little different language than we would choose. But I think certainly in this time, so we can feel the sense of disarray, the sense of disorientation in the moment. And it's at the table, it's at that moment in which we commune with God. It's at the table that we find God's presence. And so maybe it's not an enemy, but maybe it's the chaos that you've been experiencing in the past few weeks, as again, our world has just experienced the turmoil and the pain of recent circumstances. And in the midst of that, the image of God setting the table. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful image, but yet so difficult and challenging at the same time. And then the psalmist goes on, he says, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. And this beautiful imagery of anointing in the cup is this picture of healing. It's the picture of protection, of provision, that the shepherd would cover the sheep's head in oil as a means of protecting it, of bringing about healing to the sheep. And the psalmist says, listen, you have anointed my head with oil. You've been with me. You've brought your covering to me. You've placed me as set apart in your presence. And the psalmist says, you anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. There's a picture in the cup overflowing, that grace upon grace upon grace, that as God pours into us, it begins to just overflow. It's not just enough to satisfy, it's the overwhelming, the overflowing of God's grace as he pours that into our life. That you and I experience a depth of grace when we enter in with God into that table of communion, where we are left overflowing with God. So I wonder, as we prepare for our reflection, I wonder if there are ways in which you've begun to see this imagery of table, this imagery of anointing, this imagery of the cup. So as you slow your heart down, as you slow your mind down, as you begin to take a few deep breaths, I want you just to fix your eyes and your heart's focus on Jesus now. I encourage you to take a few slow, long, deep breaths. I want you to visualize now and allow the Holy Spirit to highlight, you know, again, the table is in the presence of the enemies. And so, again, maybe it's not enemies for you. Maybe it's, again, just the chaos, the fear, the concern, the anxiety, whatever it is that seems to be plaguing you. I want you to bring those images to your mind. Allow the Holy Spirit to highlight those things. And if you're not certain about that, ask the Holy Spirit. Ask the Spirit to highlight, what is it in your life that is pulling you down, is leading your mind or your heart astray? As you see those images, as you see those issues that are facing you, I want you to imagine God, our Shepherd King, our host, preparing a table right in the midst of that. as you see and witness the chaos, as you see and witness the disarray, imagine the stark contrast of God setting the table, sitting in that presence, sitting in that chaos. And as you see that table, imagine God inviting you to it, to sit down, to enjoy his presence, to enjoy his blessings and the ways that he is continuing to be present there. He is a calm amongst a busy, chaotic storm. Imagine God inviting you and wanting to anoint you, to provide for you, to heal you, to bring about reconciliation. He's saying, I have set you apart. I have brought this oil to anoint you as your shepherd, as your king, as your host. Where have you seen God covering you lately? Where have you seen God walking with you? Where have you seen God protecting you? And lastly, I want you to imagine that on that table, right there, when the psalmist says his head has been anointed, he says that my cup overflows. I want you to spend a moment considering the fact that God has been overwhelming you with grace. As you face circumstances that you don't know what to do, God is pouring in grace. He's inviting you to a new way. To not retreat, to not flee from the circumstances, but to recognize the presence of God in the midst of them. Is God working right there at the table? He's working with the anointing oil, and he's working with the cup. The invitation is to receive. The invitation is to take our seat at the table that's been prepared for us by God. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters, and he refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry started by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Hosted by our generation's pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily. Thanks again for joining us.